Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halle Show mix number
95.
Nice. Welcome to the Halle Show.
Wow, 5 episodes away.
From 100.
Wow.
Oh, we got to talk about it a bit to you, Leche fans. We were thinking of doing something after 100.
We were?
Yeah.
I wasn't informed.
We told you.
He's gesturing something. I don't get it.
Anyway, if it's your first time here.
Peace.
If it's your first time here, welcome to the show.
What's up? That's JC.
And that's Rika. GGG.
And we talk about whatever, really. Everything.
Yes. Everything and anything under the sun. For the most part, unedited podcast. So no sound effects, except for what we do with our mouths. And we have a little structure.
Yes, we do. We start with talking about our lives.
Yes.
For where you've been. Welcome. And then we have TTs. What are our TTs for today?
The TTs, or the trending topics today. Well, the unfortunate typhoon damage
that hit
the Philippines. Again, another typhoon, rather. We talked about Typhoon Rolly two mixes ago. Now, Typhoon Ulysses.
Let's stick with Ulysses. I like that.
And what's going on around the country, the Philippines. But to keep it also light, we also have some Netflix stuff.
Netflix
doing something.
So what are you doing?
Netflix. And that's pretty much what we're going to do today. If you want to, you know, just skip to the TTs, if you don't care about what we're doing, the timestamps are in the description of the podcast mix. Blue. And let's start. Me first.
Yeah.
Where you been? I watched a few movies this week. A few that I have seen and I actually highly recommend. And a few new ones which I just watched.
Ooh.
And I thought were really good. All on Netflix. Special Agent John.
You can't come for
see
us.
See you later, bro.
You know, we made your job easier today.
Let's start with the new ones that I watch. I watched something called Instant Family. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Mark Wahlberg. And... oh my God, what's her name?
Oh, wait.
The chick from Spy, and the chick from Bridesmaids, and the chick from Neighbors. What's her name, dude?
That movie. Blonde?
She is brunette in this one.
Okay. From SNL?
She was also in Troy, I think.
Okay.
She played Mercedes. It's about this couple that decides to become foster parents. And I was surprised at how good it was. I thought it was going to be like really cheesy. And corny, but it was so good.
Do you like Mark Wahlberg?
You know what?
I like him.
I like Mark Wahlberg, but he usually plays, you know, the same... in comedies...
As Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, in comedies, he's a funny Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
In dramas, he's a serious Mark Wahlberg. In this one...
Oh, but I love Lone Survivor.
I love Lone Survivor.
I love that movie.
Good movie.
I would watch it over and over
good
again.
Movie. But in this one, he was really funny, but not... like goofy, because he's also great in The Other Guys. Have you seen The Other Guys with Will Ferrell?
Mm-hmm.
He's like over the top there.
I love
here.
His
he's just
acting.
Like a he's a funny. He's just like a funny dad.
Well, because he is.
Yeah.
He is a dad. He's funny. I like his acting because it's almost all the time annoyed.
Yeah, right?
Like an annoyed dad.
Yeah, and this one he's more. Like, reserved. But
right.
It's still fun. It's so good. It's such a good movie. And the girl who plays Dora the Explorer in the movie
mm-hmm.
is in it, too. I forgot her name. It's such a good movie, dude. I highly recommend it. You should watch it today, Rika
okay.
G. I also watched another kids movie, Over the Moon. I don't know. Over the Moon.
Okay.
It's okay. It's like, it's about this girl. It's an animated movie. She builds a rocket and goes to the moon to, like, find a... something that her dad was doing. I don't know. It was okay. You haven't seen it?
No.
Man, I'm trying to think of animated movies that...
Been watching a lot of movies on Netflix because I'm rewatching for the nth time Big Bang Theory. I already know what's going to happen. I don't know why I still enjoy it. I think it gives me comfort, a lot of comfort.
Like Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy with Friends and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Because I know what's going to happen. And I don't really need to focus on the show and on the storyline. It just, you know.
Is Brooklyn Nine-Nine done? No, right?
It's still going, right? No, but, you know, everything is on. I mean...
Hiatus.
And a lot of the episodes are on Netflix, so...
You like New Girl?
I used to like New Girl.
But?
I used to watch it. But I don't know where to watch it anymore. I don't watch
TV. It's not
TV.
On Netflix anymore?
I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't check.
I think it is. Yeah.
But I used to like it. I like the crossover one episode in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, remember?
Oh, yeah, with where she gets in the car with... Yeah. Who is it, Peralta?
Yes, Peralta.
Good show. I like it. So those are the ones that I watched for the first time. Oh, I watched the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, the new one, on Netflix. It's all right. I don't understand. Like, I wasn't really the biggest...
What do you mean? The one with the ice cream? Where they got addicted to ice cream?
No, the 3D movie, the new one.
Oh, okay. I was talking about the old one.
Yeah, probably. I just don't like... I don't really... I'm not a huge SpongeBob fan, though.
Really? You like SpongeBob? I like SpongeBob.
Really?
I like the whole series. I used to watch it on TV all the time.
Weirdly enough, I used to watch it. But I never found it that great. Like, I would rather watch Hey Arnold or even Rugrats.
But it's a different kind of, you know, story. It's a little funny for me.
Which one? SpongeBob?
SpongeBob.
No, there's... I like Patrick.
Yeah,
but Patrick, I think SpongeBob is great. SpongeBob, I find him...
Annoying?
Irritating.
Irritating,
grating.
Yeah.
His voice is grating.
Yeah. That voice actor voices a lot of other characters on TV. Mm-hmm. That's talent, man.
SpongeBob movie.
And for you to do that for like more than 10 years.
Wow. You know, that's great about being a voice actor.
You don't have to look the part.
True. And and you can like work like your as long as you keep your maintain your voice. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to find work for like long term, especially if you're if you're already like a well known voice actor.
It's fun, I guess, if you think about it, because you get the money without the hassle of being famous.
For some voice actors, there are some voice actors.
Ricky Gervais
famous.
Is a voice actor. I sorry, hindi pala.
Sino?
Who's the one who?
Mark Hamill.
No. It's the Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Sorry.
Which character does he play?
Sino si Simpson? Si
Bart. Yung kulay yellow, si Bart.
De, yung tatay.
Homer.
Yeah, who voices Homer? He voices a lot of the other actor characters in Simpsons, too.
Si...
Hindi pala Ricky Gervais.
I forgot his name. Ricky
Gervais. He could be. Who knows?
I forgot who plays Homer. But I know the name if you... Is it Dan Cast? No. Who plays Homer's voice? Let's look it up.
Voice. Here we go.
Homer Simpson voice.
Dan Castle.
That's what I said. I knew it. Oh. Okay. as for old movies that I watch, Die Hard, my favorite movie of all time. I've said this before, right? Die Hard, my favorite movie of all time, is on Netflix. I didn't know it was on there. The first one. They have 1, 4, and 5 on Netflix. They don't have 2 and 3. I don't know why.
Which is your favorite?
One.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it is. And it goes 1, 3, 4, 2, 5 for me. Or it's either 1, 3, 4, 2, 5, or I don't even know the order that I would pick. But 5 is definitely last.
I've never watched the Die Hard movie.
You should watch. Watch the first one.
I you know, it's always brought up in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I know.
Watch the first one. It's so good.
I might. I mean, we got a lot of time on our hands.
It's a fun movie, dude. It's like my favorite movie of all time. I've said that. Like, I told you that story, right?
Yeah.
Why I had to choose one.
Why?
Because at work, we had in the movie theater that I used to work at, our nameplate said favorite movie.
Oh, that's so cool.
So we had to pick one. And it took me like a week to, I was just like thinking, what should I put on there? And concluded with Die Hard. It's a movie
I could
watch.
Is it really your favorite
movie? It is. No, hands down. It's my fucking favorite movie.
I can't decide which is my favorite movie. I don't really have one.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. Like I have a lot of movies which are really good.
Decision.
And on that note, I also watched another movie which is on my top, like, I don't know, top 20 list. About Time.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. It's on Netflix too now.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Oh, it's so good. It's about a time traveling guy. But it's not really about time travel, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more about... It's not like a... It's not a time travel movie.
Yeah.
But he can time travel. Is
he
that
can
weird?
Time travel, yeah. It's more of a love...
It's a love story, yeah. And it's like a heartwarming drama.
I...
such a good movie. About Time. With Rachel McAdams.
You know, I know I watched this before, and I know I wasn't going to rewatch it because in the middle of the movie, I felt a little sad.
It's sad. There's some sad parts.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Because it's about life.
But I do like, I do like the actor.
See, Domhnall Gleeson. Have you seen the one with the robe, the AI? You know what I'm talking about? It's him.
In Black Mirror?
No. It's a movie with the robot girl. And then it's that guy, and then the guy from Star Wars, C. Flynn.
Was it?
Or whatever. Forgot his name.
I don't know.
AI. It's not AI, eh? Oh, Deus. Not Ex Machina. Have you seen Ex Machina?
No, not yet.
That movie's really fucked up.
Wow, he's in a lot of movies
He's in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah, Ex Machina. Star Wars. He's in The Revenant? I don't remember.
Honestly, I hate that movie.
Yeah,
that
you know what?
Fucking sucks, dude.
It's Mick's favorite movie. I don't know
the
why.
The Revenant?
He likes it.
Out of all the Leonardo DiCaprio movies that he could have won Academy Award for, they gave it for the fucking Revenant. Like, but it was good. I get his acting was good. But out of all the movies, they picked The Revenant to reward his acting.
Because it's not about the story. Like, it's the acting.
That movie was so boring, dude.
It was boring at a certain point.
It was boring the whole movie. And Even the fight with the bear was boring.
When he slept inside the animal. God.
That was such a boring movie. Man, I was having this discussion with our boss, Sia Nasipaeng.
Yeah.
I was talking about, man, I fucking hate slow, epic movies. Slow burn movies. I fucking hate it. Mm-hmm. But like critics and like film people love that shit. Yeah. I don't get it.
He was in Mother. Have you ever seen Mother?
With Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
Never. That looks boring as fuck too.
You know what? If you watch it, because the more interesting part, the most interesting part about that movie is when you read the explanation of all the symbolisms that they put in the movie. That's when I got the movie.
It's like about
when
Earth, I read, right? Or something?
It's
like
about
humanity?
No, it's about like the Holy Trinity.
Ah, yeah. Like something like that. Religious.
Yeah, it's religion. But the whole movie, I was just, huh? What's happening again? But I must tell you, I had the same feeling when I was watching Mother with
Midsommar.
No, when I was watching Uncut Gems, it was stressful.
Oh, Uncut Gems is a stressful movie, but
it's
a good movie.
Such a stressful. I did not enjoy that movie. I watch movies to relax. I don't want to get stressed.
That movie's stressful. They talk nonstop in that movie.
Nonstop.
But it's a good movie. Good movie.
And not just nonstop, on top of each other.
Yeah.
What's happening with this new ending? What the fuck, dude?
At least for me, in that case, like the dialogue is so fast paced that it never gets boring for me. Mm-hmm. But if you've ever seen like slow movies just kill me. Like I don't understand. Like I'm trying my best to, you know, because they say you appreciate the mga set design and like the script writing, the storytelling. It just does not work with
like,
me.
Like for me, I did not watch the Marriage Story
with Scarlett.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it, so I can't comment.
Because I know it's also a slow burn movie. Mm. So also, I'm not a fan because I know that it's gonna end badly.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to think of like I watch Shoplifters. You ever watch the highly rated critic,
no.
highly critic, I know, critically acclaimed movie from like I think a year ago? It's a Japanese movie. So slow. Bro.
So slow.
So slow. Can you think of the most boring movie that you've ever watched?
Boring?
Yeah, like the slowest, like most boring.
I wouldn't remember because I would just forget about that movie.
Dude, I'm trying to think.
I watch a lot of shit on Netflix that I just tune out after 15 minutes.
Yeah, I get you.
I'm not that kind of person where when you start something, you have to finish it.
Yeah.
No, I just get out of there and leave.
I remember one time we interviewed HOT, Richard Bolisai. He's a film critic. And he was talking about, you know, movies. And I was telling him about movies. He was talking about movies that, you know, he likes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hate that movie. Like The Seventh Seal. Have you seen it? It's like an old... I had to watch it for a film class.
No.
It's like about the plague or something. It's like... It's black and white. And it's just so...
Oh, man. I can't.
Oh, my God.
Documentaries.
Oh, my God.
With documentaries, I think exclusively, I only enjoy true crime documentaries. And that's it. I mean, I
like
think
the Michael not Michael Moore. Well, actually, Michael Moore has an okay, has some okay documentaries. Yeah.
That's why I was surprised I enjoyed Miss Americana.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah,
good,
it was really good.
Good.
I like
good,
that.
Good, good.
What else did you watch? Did you eat something interesting?
I did not. You know, this week was just, it was really Netflix and Warzone. I told Rika earlier before recording yesterday, I think it was a record for me. 17 or 16 hours of playing Call of Duty Warzone without like without taking a nap and wow. just making maybe like a 30-minute break to eat. I love that fucking game, man.
If your life was a candle, that's a slow burn.
Yes, exactly.
Slowly burning the days away, man.
Oh, speaking of, I guess just to finish, they're going to release the PlayStation 5 here in December. Wait, I have it here. And I budgeted for it. I have made the decision
to buy.
I'm going to buy it.
Are they going to open for pre-order?
I'm sure they will. I just know that because I saw Khalil Ramos post about it because I think he's sponsored by Game Extreme. I don't think so. Not yet. But it's out in the U.S. It's sold out. Like a lot of people are trying to get it. But it comes out December 11th. Mm-hmm. From Game Extreme here in the Philippines. So I don't know if Data Blitz and them will also. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure there's going to be a line
for 28,000 pesos, the disc version. I was debating if I should get the disc version or the older version. Oh, you have PlayStation 4 games, right?
Yeah.
Can I borrow some when I get my PS5 so I can play them?
I think so, yeah. Yes. My brother has them.
Yes! So, yeah, I'm going to get the PlayStation 5. And
Julio.
That's it, man. Finn! What did you do, Rika G? Listen to the
finally.
New BTS album. Is it out now?
No, not yet. Four days from Monday. But I did watch a different show and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Queen's Gambit, finally.
That show is so good.
I am one episode away from the last episode.
I love that show, dude.
I know. I love it. Okay. So here's the deal.
I need to finish it until, so we can do a mix.
I know. Until the sixth episode, because I was enjoying it, until the sixth episode.
Spoilers?
No. I was feeling so excited with everything that's happening. And then I decided to just look it up. And I found out that it wasn't based on a true story. Alam mo yung parang nagkaroon ako ng onting sadness. I felt a little, hindi sadness eh, but alam mo yung parang
disappointment?
I lost a little bit of interest.
Because good to sound enough if it was based
on a true
story.
If it was based on a true story with everything that happened from, you know, six
Orphanage.
Episodes. It would have been really great, but I convinced myself to still finish because I really like the movie. My brother told me he likes it also because
it's a show pala.
It's a show. My brother told me he likes it because he likes characters that are so good they don't have to talk. There are a lot of moments there that her face is just so expressive.
The character, like,
but also at the same time stoic.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung parang, what are you thinking?
Yung mga side characters sa show na yun are so good too.
Yes.
Like, they're so good. Like, it's such a great show. Except,
it is a great show.
I was talking about this before. The only one who he's great, but like, he just looks so baby face. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy with the mustache.
The hat.
Yeah. This is just saying, I know, it's so weird. It's weird to see him.
And I kind of get how they portrayed the main actress as a kid. Alam mo yung parang nakikita ko yung difference because ang nakita ko with the earlier episodes as a kid or like as a teenager, high school student, most of the time, they have a certain angle.
Yeah.
Na parang ginagawa nila para alam nila na she's a kid. And then when she was an adult, iba na yung angle lagi when they show the main actress.
Like the camera angle?
Yeah, the camera angle.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
See, that's, you know what? I feel like you don't like slow burn movies. I feel like you would like it because you see stuff like, I don't see stuff like that.
I don't know. Maybe because I was really interested in this. You know, it involves crime and death and stuff and mystery and.
Yeah.
I'm really more of a true crime girl.
That's my second favorite show this year.
Yeah.
Next to Cobra Kai.
And then, well, still rewatching Big Bang Theory. I love it. And back me up on this, you guys. I'm sure I'm not the only one. You have those shows on rotation because it just gives me so much comfort. And I turn, I know that a lot of people are saying, you know what, you should have like a social media break because it's good for your mental health and stuff like that. But for me, if I take a social media break, it's not going to be good on my mental health because there are just, for me, because there's just a lot of things on my mind that will eat me up if I'm not distracted.
I'll say your social media distraction as your mental break.
Yes. For me, whenever I'm off social media and I like to think about my life, future plans, I do have that time during the day, but I don't want it to extend.
Do you count Netflix as social media?
I do.
Okay.
I do. But yeah, I also go on Instagram and TikTok a lot. I lurk. I don't really create a lot of TikTok stuff. Man. I know.
That shit's awesome.
What have I been doing? Just a lot of BTS stuff because it is really exciting.
Yeah.
They have the new album coming up in 4 freaking days. And it's so funny because they just released a video over the weekend, that was shot on September. They were opening the new album. They were looking at the stuff inside. Mm-hmm. And they even sang part of a song. So, alam mo yung parang, instead of other people spoiling it for us, let's spoil it for our fans. Oh. So, I like that about them. You know, but I know that they have like some sort of secrecy in the K-pop world. But when it comes to them, it's just so refreshing.
Very, you know, transparent.
Yeah, to see that. That I they dig don't. It. They don't really look at it as just a business. You know what I mean? You know
are they going to release straight off on streaming services then? Or do you have to get the album?
I don't know how the album works. But it's going to arrive on February. I pre-ordered it on October.
Oh, damn. What else have you bought now? BTS.
I bought... Okay, I decided that I'm only going to buy stuff na parang memorabilia.
Uh-huh.
So, not a lot of merch, but I do like some of their merch. Pero alam mo yung minsan kasi kunwari, keychain, jacket, you know that it's mass produced. And I'm not hating on it. It's just that it's not my type of collectible. Gusto ko parang medyo collectible. So, I got 2 magazine covers. So, magazines, the Variety cover.
Oh, you got the Variety cover?
Yeah, I got the Variety cover.
Dude, the Variety cover is so dope.
Dude, there's a better one. Wall Street Journal just released a cover for them.
Really?
Yeah, so I got the RM one. Is it cooler?
The Variety one is so dope, man.
It's
like their outfit look is so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I didn't even see that angle where they show the houses. Is that just social media where they show their rooms? Indian magazine.
Oh, that's a teaser for the upcoming album.
So Indian magazine.
No. It's just a teaser for the upcoming album.
That's dope too. If it was ever a magazine,
right?
Cover.
Somebody created like an acrylic version of those rooms. They printed it on like acrylic boards.
Ooh.
Na parang clear but with color. So cool.
Variety. That Variety cover is so fucking sick.
Wall Street Journal one because I thought the cover was sick. The whole setup was cool. And what else did I get? Well, the album. I also got shoes, Fila, because they're promoting for Fila, and I feel like, you know,
Fila. Who do I know from Fila? Grant Hill.
Yeah, and I feel like their sales are skyrocketing.
I'm sure.
I know.
Fila was actually pretty big, like in the late 90s, early 2000s, I think. And then they kind of just, you know, fell by the side. I mean, they're still there.
Yeah.
But they never made it to the levels of Nike and Adidas.
Sometimes I have an issue with how they place Fila in the department stores here in the Philippines.
What do you mean? How?
Alam mo yung parang they kind of put it in corners na hindi masyadong nakikita or like in
never
between.
Noticed that.
I mean, see, you don't ever notice it, or like it's in between brands that doesn't really.
It's not,
connect.
Okay.
Alam mo yun, yung parang,
what, like Clarks?
Alam mo yun, yung parang, no, it's like,
I like Clarks. I'm just saying like yung mga dress
I get
shoes.
It. Or no, not even. Like it's in between like jeans and shirts and stuff. Okay. But when you look at their products, it's really good. I actually liked one of their shoes. Earlier this year, I was planning to buy one. But I don't know if it got phased out or somebody bought it in the store I was visiting.
I used to have a Fila shoe too.
But I think they're really cool.
Fila shoes.
Yeah. And then I sent a list to my because my siblings and I, we have a Viber group, and I sent a list of all the stuff that I want to get for Christmas and...
You did that?
Yeah, for Christmas and my birthday.
Wait, who did you send it to?
My siblings.
You guys have a group chat where you... Is it like Secret Santa or no?
No.
You just wanted to...
Oh,
you
just have a group chat for stuff. So, oh, okay. Sabi ko, tas minessage ko sila na, kung mahal niyo ako, bibilan niyo ako nito. So, I posted there an album, the light stick, a shoe, t-shirt, stuff like that. Tapos yung reply nila, okay, so I'll get you the batteries for the light stick. And then for the album, I'll provide the shipping fee. And then yung mga ganon, I'm like, you guys suck, man.
Oh, what else? Happening on Christmas, man.
I know. We are a month and a half away from Christmas. Mm. A lot of things happened earlier this week. Sunday, I did attend a shoot for a show that Marky is doing on Cornerstone TV. And we just sampled coffees from around the Philippines. I did not know that we have a Misamis blend. Basilan blend.
What is that?
It was the first time. It's coffee from Basilan. Coffee farmers from Basilan.
Oh, so, where is Basilan? I don't know where that
is. I'm not sure.
I will Google it while you talk about it.
It was really cool. It did not... You know how Kapeng Barako, when you look at it, you know that it's strong.
Mm.
So dark, right? Yeah. But when we brewed Basilan coffee, it looked a little mocha-y. So we
like
were...
more brown.
And we didn't really expect that. When I tasted it, it was so good. I'm into really dark roast coffee. Mm. So... When I tasted it, and it was my first time tasting Basilan coffee, I loved it. I think it would really go well for me with full milk, full cream milk. And I thoroughly enjoyed that shoot. It was just us being us.
What's the name of the show?
Oh, wait.
Unnamed ba?
So I think it's Support Local. Yeah. Hindi pa siguro yun yung final. But they're still shooting, and they're going to release it on December. It's like a Christmas episode.
Here we go, Rika G. Basilan is an island province of the Philippines in the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region.
Oh.
It's the largest and northernmost of the major islands of the Sulu Archipelago.
So Mindanao.
It's just off the southern coast. Yeah, yeah. Off the southern coast of the geographic Zamboanga Peninsula. So it's an island. Dude, I need to add this to my list of places to go, dude.
I know. What's great about it, I read up on some of the coffee beans that we tried. And apparently here in the Philippines, we have all seven varieties of coffee. You know how we have like Arabica, Robusta, and stuff like that? We have everything.
The Philippines has great coffee, diba?
I know. And we have everything here. Like, we can explore a lot of...
You're comprehensive, like the coffee.
Yeah, we can like explore all types of coffee with the local coffee that we have here, which is great. It's good for the coffee community.
Are we a big distributor of coffee?
I'm actually not sure about the details. Uh-huh. I'm not sure about the details. But I read up on that and I thought, that's amazing. Because we have the lowland, we have the highland, we have, land near water and stuff like that. That's why we... are very blessed when it comes to coffee production. Mm. And we should support our, local coffee shops, not just that.
Yeah.
But also coffee farmers and even, cacao bean farmers.
What are your thoughts on that, the bat poop coffee? Bat poop? Civet.
Civet coffee. I've never tasted it.
What are your thoughts on animal poop coffee?
They said that it wasn't... good for the animals.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't really tasted it. When we were in Vietnam, it was available everywhere.
It's like one of their tourist traps.
I used to think that it was super rare, that you couldn't, like only kings get it or like, I don't know, royal people. But it was really, it's just everywhere in Vietnam. I've never tasted it, so I don't really have any thoughts on it.
Weirdest coffee.
So, again, if you guys can visit your local coffee shops, and don't you worry, because I've been talking to a lot of coffee people, coffee enthusiasts, baristas, roasters, and you kind of really get why the coffee is priced that way. It's not expensive, because if you think about it, people buy Starbucks all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that their coffee is bad.
Yeah, I like Starbucks.
They're... parang feeling ko in-expect lang ng mga tao that the coffee in coffee shops or in cafes, specialty coffee, is gonna be priced lower because it doesn't look like Starbucks. But when you think about it, they actually go straight to the farmers. And you, in some way, you help the farmers as well. You know,
farm when you to get table.
Farm to table.
So,
exactly.
Hindi nakapunta sa Coffee Expo, no? I don't think they ever did it again because when I went, it was not great. Like, the setup wasn't
great. Maybe, you know, in the following years, but that would be amazing.
I feel like you would add a blast there. Yeah.
If you can support your local coffee shops by, let's say, getting the coffee beans that they're selling there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and not just the merch.
Right.
Speaking of coffee shops, this local coffee shop in Cavite is blowing up right now. In Rizal.
What's it called?
It's called Tipica Coffee.
Spell it.
T-Y-P-I-C-A. And he was actually a former barista in a big coffee chain.
Tipica Coffee.
Coffee shop chain. And he set up the coffee shop like a Japanese.
What's Kodawari? Kodawari. Okay.
Yeah.
The uncompromising and relentless pursuit to perfection.
So Kodawari. he set up the coffee shop like a Japanese inspired. Mm. Even the pastries that they sell there, like Hokkaido milk cheese tart and whatever. It's just so cool that someone actually thought of that. And now they're doing a good job, hopefully. So nice. I really want to go there. If you guys can, it's just in Rizal. Go ahead. I know. It's so cool. It's so good.
I go.
Monday, I did have a shoot with my friend Finn. We guested him on the podcast as well. He is one of the minds behind Nobody and Sleek Shy. That's his brand. And we had a shoot for his upcoming release for current, merch, right? But he had to postpone it because of all the typhoon and everything. Yeah. But it was a fun shoot. We just shot stuff outside with a white background, and it was really fun.
You're a model now. You're an apparel model.
Apparel model.
You're up there with like the sino yung mga sikat na ano?
Sino?
Calvin Klein. Ano yung Gap? You ever see the Gap photos?
No.
Gap photo shoots.
Oh, cool.
So many.
Well, yeah. So, yon. It was just really nice. It was fun. And then after we just hung out, we had pizza, you know, and we just talked about stuff, social media, Instagram, stuff that we watch.
I like Finn a lot. He's a cool dude, man.
I think I like being around Finn because his energy is just so chill. And you know that even though he acts that way, he is such a creative. Yeah. He has such a creative mind.
If you haven't listened to our Tres Leches, just go look for it. It's Tres Leches, Nobody. It's just scroll down in the list of our podcast episodes, mixes, and you'll see it. It's like one of the first.
Yeah.
It was from last year. Last year, ba? Yeah, last year. Yeah. Oh, my God,
And then I shot it with... His name is... May iba siyang name, ayun. His name is Sleep Early. That's like his official...
Photographer name?
No, like another model.
Oh, wait, let me see.
Sleep Early.
Oh.
And he's really cool. If you look at his Instagram, he posts a lot of his outfits on there, and it's really nice. My outfit today is inspired by him, actually. That's how he dresses, so that's why. Also, Roy shot the whole thing. And it's just a really fun shoot, man.
Are you still doing your... I know you're doing it for yourself, but you have a OOTD Instagram, right? Are you still using it?
I feel like
people would love that shit if you just promote it. Or not promote it, but like, you know, tell people about it. Yeah. You don't tell anyone about it.
I don't.
It's so cool. No, because I always send you videos whenever it's someone who I feel like has your... I tell you, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, man, this is such a Rika G style. Where it's like Japanese streetwear and
I know
Korean streetwear.
So cool.
Why don't you make it?
I mean, it's still out there. It's kind of like my YouTube channel. It's just out there, you know.
Are you consistent with your OOTD posts? You have so many, right? Don't you have like a stock of photos? Have a lot.
Oh, if you want to check out Sleep Early's Instagram page, it's Andy Cola, please. And he posts a lot. Look at his outfits, dude. I told you it's inspired by. Do you get me?
That's what I'm saying. If you could make an Instagram, like, I mean, you already have one, but if you make it, I feel like It'd be dope.
I know.
It'd be it's very Instagrammable or Instagram worthy.
Yeah.
And it's dope.
We'll see. But if you want to check it out, it's Sleek Shy Catalog on Instagram. And he has the website over there. If you click on it, you know, I have a question when it comes to these like streetwear rare stuff. Mm. Some of the websites, when you click on it, you have a password that you have to put in, and it's the same with Sleek Shy. So I mean, but how do you get it? It's so exclusive. And I believe he's gonna release it early in the morning, like after midnight. Okay. So that's cool. After that, it's mostly just me working out. I did improve on my bridge.
Oh yeah, see it on your IG stories, friend.
And we're gonna have another one tonight. I'm super excited. And that's it, Finn.
Oh, just one more thing. I forgot a show that I watched, which is great. I've only seen two episodes so far. The David Letterman.
Mm.
My next guest needs no introduction. It's on Netflix.
Who did you watch?
I started with Kardashians and Kanye. Kardashian and Kanye West.
Okay.
Such a good show. And it really makes you admire David Letterman as an interviewer. But it's just basically he's down with famous guests. That's why it's called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. But they talk about real stuff. And the Kim Kardashian one.
Interesting.
Was very good.
Would you say that she revealed some stuff there that people don't know?
I feel like you get a different side of her. Okay. I mean, because when you watch Keeping Up, you get the very,
Yeah, and there's editing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the storyline.
I mean, this one, there is editing in this one as well, I think. Because I don't think it's the full interview. I feel like they cut some parts out. Yeah. But they just... It's the first time that I've seen Kim Kardashian. Well, not the first time, but it's where she's actually, she's not a character. I don't know. In the show, she's not a character
just
either, but
Kim.
Yeah. Cause in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, there's always some sort of like plot for the story. Like, Kim lied to the Kendall Jenner sisters because
she's always fighting with,
yeah,
with
someone,
Khloe or something.
In this one, she talks about, and it's really, it goes into the, I did not know when she got robbed in Paris, the story behind, cause I just read the headline, Kim Kardashian, do you know what happened? They went into their house and tied her up.
Yeah, they tied her up. I watched the interviews and even the episode after that of Keeping Up. As in, nung pumasok siya dun sa bahay nila, tas hugged her children na parang, oh my gosh.
I cried.
I'm having goosebumps right now.
It was so crazy just like hearing her tell the story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And how she thought she was gonna die.
And it's so crazy that people thought that it was a marketing stint. Like it was a PR thing. I'm like, dude, that's just crazy talk.
And
okay,
I did
cuckoo
not,
talk.
I didn't know that the people who planned the heist have been kind of following her around for 2 years. Like, they that she somehow they found out that it was supposed to happen at another time, but Kanye West was there.
Yeah, it's also unbelievable that there's some sort of victim blaming going on when that happened because they told her that because she's been flaunting all these diamond rings and jewelry, and I'm like, are you serious?
That ring is fucking huge, huh?
It is.
Did you see that?
It is. It was huge.
Kanye, and it was also there's a little funny part about just robbery how Kanye flew from his show in the U.S. to Paris for like one day because he didn't like Kim's outfit, and he says, "I want to style you," and then he just he literally flew to style her and then flew back. A baller, man.
I know.
The Kanye one, the man. Different episodes.
Oh, okay.
I think Kanye was first, actually.
Okay.
I think it was
the very first one.
No, not the very first one, but in terms of like chronologically filming, I think nauna si Kanye. Kanye was such a weird dude. Like
he's such a cerebral.
There's something
cerebral
going on
dude.
In his head where he's on a different level
it's
of
like
existence.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey and
he doesn't like to call it diet. He calls it live it. Because diet has the word die in it. Is that so weird?
Whoa.
Live it.
Thinks
not
of
die.
These things.
I know, dude.
It's kind of the same thing. Have you ever listened to who's the ex of Katy Perry?
Russell
Have
Brand.
Have you ever listened to
Russell
Brand's podcast?
Yeah. Not his podcast. I've seen
his podcast
clips of his
is,
podcast on his YouTube. Yeah.
His podcast is just, when you listen to it, it's. Actually, you can listen to it. Hindi siya mahirap pakinggan.
Yeah,
but
he's very Yeah, same thing.
But you would know that he's on a different level, and you'd have to listen to it again for you to appreciate it.
And it's so, I don't know how, like, people can, I mean, like, it's
how you get on that level.
Yeah, how do you, like, how does Kim Kardashian deal with Kanye West like that? Mm-hmm. It just for me, like, thinking out loud, like, you'd have to always be on a different, like, plane of existence when you, with these people. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Great show.
Fin Fin. Wow. So, unfortunately, the Philippines was hit once again with a storm. They named it Ulysses.
Which, by the way, I was curious about how they name it. Here in the Philippines, so I Googled it. The Pagasa naming scheme for Philippines use contains four lists, each containing 25 names arranged in alphabetical order. Every typhoon season begins with the first name in the sign list, and the rolls of names are each reused every 4 years. So, you know,
but
there are four lists.
Apparently, when the magnitude of the storm and how it affected, you know, a country is just too big, pag sobrang lakas, they don't reuse the name.
Gets. Yeah. So, Ondoy will probably
Ondoy or like Katrina or... Actually, I don't remember the one that hit Japan.
I don't know the names either.
So anyway, yes, we were hit with another one after Raleigh. And this time around, it's in the northern part of the Philippines or of Luzon.
Yeah.
So Manila was included there, Laguna, everywhere. Marikina, well, obviously in Manila. Mm. And then in Cagayan as well.
And your place flooded.
I know. When I was... Okay. So I woke up at 3 a.m. because all my doors in my balconies, kasi apat yung balcony, they were all open because of the wind. I locked them when I slept, but they were all open. And yung sa baba, it was closed, but because of the wind, the water kept on seeping through the slit of the door. So when I woke up, medyo may baha din sa condo ko. I mean, like, you know...
It's a stressful...
It's a stressful
thing to deal with.
My thing was, when I woke up, the first thought that came into mind was, oh no, I mean, hassle. Mm. But when I was scooping out all the water, I was thinking, you know what, you should actually be grateful that this is the only thing that happened to you.
Yeah.
Compared to the other people who actually lost their homes. Yeah. They don't have a bed to sleep in anymore.
About a few weeks ago, I shared, I think on this podcast, that my place flooded because somebody, a tenant left their water or whatever. So it flooded our floor. Mm-hmm. But it was like very shallow, you know. Yeah,
shallow.
And it makes you I guess, like you said, kind of appreciate, like, oh, this is, at least this is it. Dude, I cannot imagine having water past your, like, even just past your shoes.
Yeah.
That shit would be so devastating.
And
the fact that it goes past people's
roofs. I know, and
for
you to see your house submerged in water, what are you going to do? It's not that easy to just buy a refrigerator the next day. Of course, you also have to deal with taking out all the stuff in your home.
How does the, like, that's my question as well. Like, how, the recovery in general, how does that happen? How does the water go away? Like, how does that happen? Because with the irrigation system,
clear up siguro yung canals and everything.
And then it just goes down.
Yeah. But it doesn't just take one day.
No.
Usually,
no.
Like 3 to 4 days.
I feel like it would take weeks, dude.
Yeah. But I've seen photos and videos of people just clearing out their homes filled with mud. Kasi nga medyo bumaba na yung story. Yung water. So I'm just like, I'm really praying for everybody to just recover well. And I mean, when I was, okay, I'm just gonna be real here. When I was making my video for my YouTube channel, and I like making it, honestly, because of me, I like editing, it really puts me in a mood. When I was editing it, I was thinking of not posting it because I didn't want to seem like parang distracting people from what's really happening. Alam mo yun, na parang feeling ko ang privileged ko to just actually, go out for pizza or go out for coffee. I felt a little guilty for having this privilege that we have. And I'm not saying this to, you know, to sound parang kawawa or whatever. I'm just, that's just really my thought. Na parang, shit, man. And these people, the people that I see posting online, you know, having their homes wrecked and everything, I mean, these are good people, man.
Yeah. There are people who are calling out, let's say, influencers and not just influencers, public figures for posting social media content, which is kind of related to the storm, but not really. How do you feel about that? You know, some people will post, let's say, sunny days ahead or something, but then it's like a picture of them in the rain. You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel about that? Do you think that they should not cancel, but do you feel like it's in poor taste, or do you feel like they can post whatever they want?
You could say that it's in poor taste, but it doesn't really affect you directly. If it doesn't affect you directly,
like, what if the message was yun nga, to inspire? I understand some people might call it clout chasing, but they say, oh, ginagawa mo lang yan para magkaroon ng likes. You're using the devastation or like the disaster to kind of boost your social media platform or whatever. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's not bad to do that. Like, you know, as an influencer, you do that. You post something about the storm and then, you know, positive quotes.
Right.
But it's also not bad if people try to call you out for it, or maybe just like shift your attention to, you know, for donations or actually helping out. I don't think it's a big deal, honestly. Okay, yeah. I don't think it's a big deal.
I feel like it's too big a deal for some people.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get it because I would get it if kunwari ako yung nasalenta. And then I would see people posting, I don't know, OOTDs with their rain boots and shit. I get it. I get the hate.
Yeah.
But for me, parang let's not veer away from the actual issue here.
Mm.
Right. Which leads us to our next DTs. Both of our DTs after this
are related.
Are kind of related. Honestly, I was shocked that both of these hashtags trended.
Mm.
Which is the first one. It's hashtag boycott Colorette Cosmetics.
Boycott Colorette, yeah. I have an article on that.
Okay,
wait,
go ahead.
I just
I'm just thinking about talking about it makes me
anxious?
No, not anxious, but it kind of tires me out. Alam mo yun, parang napapagod na ako. Why do we focus on things that are not important?
All right, let's talk about it. Wapow. Colorette Cosmetics, specifically the CEO of Colorette Cosmetics. Her name is Nina Elaine Dizon, founder and CEO of, this is from Rappler, by the way. So take it, if you take it for the great, you know, for your, if you believe in Rappler or not, I do, but.
I do.
Nina Elaine Dizon, founder and CEO of local makeup brand Colorette Cosmetics, she faced backlash last Friday after speaking out on the government's response to the country's issues, namely the typhoon. Mm. And in reaction to her tweet, several accounts called for a boycott of the brand, hashtag boycott Colorette Cosmetics. Because last Thursday, she tweeted about, you know, the administration. She used the hashtag nasaan ang pangulo.
I have a proposal.
Mm.
If the hashtag is done, can we call it a hashtag?
A hashtag.
I'm sorry.
It's a hashtag. It's a been hashtag.
It's a hashtag.
Tweeted, will we always be left to fend for ourselves? Can someone please take accountability for the Filipino people? Hashtag nasaan ang pangulo. Her followers agreed with her and praised her for using her platform and following to discuss social issues. But some users, particularly those defending the president, criticized Dizon and her brand, with some saying they regretted buying from the brand during the 11/11 sale.
Yeah.
And she responded by telling them that she could cancel the orders herself. Yeah, give me the order number.
She's very feisty. If you look at her TikTok, her previous TikTok videos, not even about the government, even just answering questions about her business. Mm. She's very feisty. Yeah. She answers it with a lot of fire in her. You know?
With the follow-up tweets, kung hindi ka magsasalita, sino? Kung hindi ngayon, kailan?
Okay.
So basically, yeah. And also this one, this tweet was also, I really like the message. I am a Filipino first, Filipino in caps.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect me to stay silent when I see the oppression right before my very eyes. I'm already apologizing to the people who will be affected by all the bashing. Sorry if nadadamay kayo dahil pinagtatanggol nyo ako. So, you know, there are a lot of people who are, what's the term you said? Not anti-administration, but criticizing,
yeah, criticizing the government. Because the government, I think the issue
who are
here,
defending Ms. Dizon as well.
I talked to some people about this, and we have the same sentiments, mainly because we also believe in the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'd have the same conversation, let's say, for someone who really supports the government and our president. And I'm not saying I don't.
Yeah.
I'm actually rooting for our government to... Wow, that's a British accent.
Government.
There. Government.
Governor. Governor Garcia.
I'm rooting for the government. The government. You know, I'm actually rooting for the government to actually step up and do something, right? Yeah. But the thing is, that's the problem right now. Mm. When you do try to criticize the government, you are instantly dubbed as the term dilawan.
Dilawan, yeah.
And I mean, I'm actually curious if at one point, binring up niya ba si Aquino or the Aquino presidency?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not sure because why would you say that?
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah.
And if you do have that kind of platform, for me, one thing, I'm not saying that's the only thing that you can do, but one thing you can do is actually speak up using that platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe walk the talk, right?
Yeah, true. Right? The hashtag, by the way, was used ironically by a lot of people who were in support of Colorette and actually purchased her product. So, kind of, in a way, they kind of used the momentum of the quote unquote negative hashtag,
right,
and used it to propel the sales for Colorette.
It's like the same thing with Captain America, right?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
So, I mean, that was one of the things that you would probably saw on Twitter. And I had to look at it because I saw it everywhere on Twitter. Yeah. And, you know, there's just on the note about the, you know, if you talk about the government, people label you as dilawan, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's also just, I just want to make a point as well that even like, let's say people who are criticizing the government, like I get it. And it's good to hold the government accountable. But sometimes, we focus on things as well, like people who, like let's say you and me, we think the same way about, usually we're similar in terms of our political ideals, right, you and me. But sometimes I feel like the people who think like us as well also focus on things that are, it's like we're nitpicking already.
Yeah.
And,
calling names, man.
Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of people calling out President Duterte, and I understand it, I get it, because there's a lot of anger going around. But at the same time, so people are saying, where is he, right? And then we're also praising Vice President Lenny for posting on social media, whatever. But my train of thought lang, just thinking out loud, if Duterte was posting on social media all the time, and I know there's some people calling out like the campaigns that are going out with videos, with music in the background but if Lenny posted something like that, do you think she would get the same hate? I feel like she would get praise from the people who think like you and me, for example.
Well,
you know
of
what
course,
I mean?
Because that's the only thing that we would see. Because remember,
that's what I'm saying. Our vision is so skewed to the point that we will nitpick things and then we will praise the same thing if someone who thinks like us does it. And I feel like that's kind of, we should stop doing that in general. Like that's how I see it.
Yeah.
Because we'll see something that another political ideal. Are you going to sneeze?
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. So like if we see someone doing something, but we don't agree with their ideals, we'll call them out. However, if someone on our same thinking does the same thing, or at least in a similar way.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
We're going to praise it.
Yeah.
It's kind of so weird to me that
na
we
parang,
will.
Kung ginawa ni Duterte the same thing that let's say Lenny did.
There's going to be people calling him out like, puro social media ka lang. Mm-hmm. Bakit wala ka in person? There's gonna be arguments for either side.
I'm not defending Lenny though, because she did have those, you know, those statements thrown at her na parang, bakit ka post ng post, blah, blah. And people actually defended her saying na parang, this is actually for accountability,
right,
for
right.
you to see ganyan. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate what VP Lenny's doing. But I feel like we're calling out, not calling out, but we're nitpicking stuff now that doesn't really help anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't help anymore.
Like, I understand wanting the president to be kind of more visible because he's the president.
Yeah.
But at the same time, saying, bakit, why aren't you in the trenches with the flood, you know, with the people who are flooded? That to me is just kind of already, it's too out there already. Like, why aren't you in there with your boots on and like, he's the president, I get it. Mm-hmm. But do you know what I mean?
I get it, right? But if you think about it, and somebody just brought it up earlier, and I thought about it when you were bringing that point up. Nah, you know, politics is mostly perception.
Yeah.
Diba?
100%.
It is mostly perception. 100%.
It's all perception.
Perception. So even if you do the right thing, if the perception
is they don't like you,
they don't like you, or you're a bad person, they won't appreciate what you just did, even if it actually helps.
Yeah.
Which is a little sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
But they say that's politics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nakakasuka.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not defending President Duterte. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that.
You know it. You know what?
You know what I mean?
That is so true, what you just said. Mm-hmm. Because I remember somebody calling out Vico Sotto, which is super highly, you know, praised, right?
Yeah,
over the
for
past
the most
few,
part, yeah.
past few months. But it didn't blow up. People actually did not put, you know, a lot of attention to it. Na parang kulang daw yung binibigay niya sa Pasig or yung tulong sa Pasig, ganyan. And then it just died down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder why. Is it because, it's probably because people like him, right?
Yeah. Yep. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying stop calling out the government. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we need to pick and choose the things that are really important.
Yeah, and we need to go past that wall.
Yeah, because I feel like it's come to the point na parang ano, yung parang mga bata sa playground where if you don't like the kid, no matter what happens, you're going to find a way to bully them or attack them on both sides. There are bullies on both sides.
Yeah.
Of course, the trolls are assholes, right, in general. So they're just always going to find a way. But in some like weird way, by nitpicking as well on our end, we're also just a repetitive thing. We're never going to agree to disagree or it's never going to happen.
Yeah. It's just a lot of noise.
It's just a lot of noise, dude. It's a lot of noise. And I'm not saying the people who are calling them out are not doing other stuff that are helpful because they are. Because we the ones that we see on our timeline are there for a reason. We probably like their other sentiments towards how we should help the government. But then sometimes it just becomes we are picking fights that we don't need to pick anymore.
Yeah.
And if we just focus more on the things that are more important, I'm not going to say what's more important because that's up to you.
Yeah.
But it's just we got to find ways to kind of stay away from the noise because that's what it is.
True.
It's just barking, dogs barking at each other and we'll never become friends.
Hey, what about the cat?
The cat meow.
The cat's meowing. Okay.
Cat fight.
But what? From that, let's move on to our next one. Speaking of noise.
Catriona?
Catriona Gray also trended on Twitter with the weirdest call out from people. So she is actually in, wait a minute. I lost it. There we
Colombia?
Go. Colombia? Yes. She is in Colombia right now for the Miss Universe Colombia, what do you call this? Judging. Session.
Judging. She's a judge.
Judging session.
She's a judge, right?
For Miss Universe Colombia.
Yeah.
And people actually called her out. No, actually, when you look at the conversation, this is in GMANetwork.com.
Okay.
When you look at the conversation, this is how you have a conversation with an influencer or a celebrity and not just plainly calling them out because this person who brought up the issue. Mm-hmm. Actually had a really nice parang reply.
Okay.
So they had a nice conversation.
Okay.
So this account from Instagram asked, "Why are you in Colombia instead of helping your own province deal with a typhoon? I've always been a fan, but especially with traveling during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. What example does taking this job send to everyone?" And Catriona replied with this one. This invitation was extended months ago, and even though I'm away, I've been doing my part in working with Philippine Red Cross, since the day of the typhoon to provide aid and relief to the affected areas. Thanks for your concern. Now, the original
poster
replied
why aren't you here?
Replied with, "Thank you for your response. I don't mean to hate on your efforts, and clearly we don't see what we each do off of social media. I feel we need to hold even beauty queens accountable, and that's why I'm especially pressed on the idea of traveling amidst a pandemic and how others can see this as their go-ahead to travel.
Okay.
Would love another response in this discussion, but appreciate your input, Kat. And I feel like that's how it's at least, supposed
diba?
To be.
Diba? Civil.
Right? Civil. And then, yeah. then that's it. And then Catriona
did
then,
she reply again?
I no, think nah. she posted
I feel like I wouldn't reply
like
anymore.
An original post.
Okay.
She encouraged her followers to send aid to the victims of the typhoons that just passed the Philippines.
Yeah.
And then in a video, she said, and I quote, "I am appealing to the generous donors and kind-hearted people from the Philippines and our friends from around the world. Please help by donating to the Philippine Red Cross."
And I guarantee you, Catriona has probably done more for this crisis mm-hmm. than a lot of people have already.
Yeah, already.
All the way in Colombia, wherever she is right now. She's done a lot more than most people.
Yeah. Which brings me to my main point, okay? And I know a lot of people believe the same thing as well, especially on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is such a mess right
it's,
now.
It's super kalat.
A lot of people are calling out influencers for not speaking out.
Yeah, parang, someone called out Heart Evangelista.
Na parang, so what? Are you scared that you're going to lose followers? Are you fine in your own homes and stuff like that? And I'm like, I don't honestly agree with calling out influencers that way.
Mm.
And even just generally people online, not just influencers. Na parang, you're not speaking out on Twitter or on Instagram. And I'm like, I've said this before. That is not the only way to do that for me.
But question is, do you think influencers should speak up?
That's my question. If they do, then good for them.
But do you think they should? What I'm asking is, should they?
Because ako kasi, ang belief ko.
Should all influencers speak up is the, I guess, the question I'm asking here.
Ako kasi, what I believe in is, if you do it in some other way that you're more comfortable with, then go ahead.
Mm.
You don't have to. You know, post everything on social media.
Because you could get literally called out for not posting on social media.
Exactly. I've seen it. And yun nga, even this one, actually, nung tinag niya yung Philippine Red Cross, Catriona Gray, I mean, it's nice that, you know, she laid it down. But alam mo, parang nagkaroon ako ng haunting feeling na, bakit kinailangan pa niyang i-prove sa inyo?
Yeah.
Ang weird. Na parang, why does she have to prove it to you guys? Yeah.
But then there's the, yun nga, like, the whole discussion.
But
on
I
the
mean,
other
I appreciate
end of things,
it
right?
too. I appreciate it too. Diba?
Like, on the other end of things, we will call out, let's say, someone who's maybe more DDS leaning for not speaking out. People like us will call them out as well for not doing the same thing. That's why it's always like a back and forth thing.
It is.
It's so strange to
honestly,
me.
Honestly, because it's always been an issue with any issue here
any
in the
issue,
Philippines.
Any issue.
They will always call out people for not speaking out. And ngayon, at this point, I'm just numb.
Yeah.
I'm just numb. I saw a tweet like that earlier. And in my mind, I was thinking, I've seen that tweet before.
Yeah.
Just a different version, just a different issue, but I've seen that tweet before.
My thought naman about influencer speaking out, I feel like you should. But if you don't, I'm not gonna fucking blast you online for not doing it. Because who knows? Maybe you've done more in private. I mean, who knows? Who really knows?
Yeah.
Of course, you have a big following. Let's say somebody has a big following. The ability to reach a lot of people is a power.
Yeah.
And should you use it? Yeah, of course you should if you have the opportunity. But if you don't use it, but you still do something like, let's say, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be called out for that.
Yeah.
That's just me. You know?
I agree with you.
You know? Because let's say these, especially influencers.
Like
with,
you
like,
said, this is just noise.
Yeah. Big influencers, they have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've given somehow in private, and then if you give, right, and you post it, what are they going to call you out for?
Nagyayabang ka.
That's the same shit, dude.
Yeah.
It always happens. Mm-hmm. It's, you can't win. You can't win. You cannot win.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's crazy to me. It's like, you can't win, dude, if you're an influencer. And I always, whenever you talk about it, right, even behind the scenes, Rika always says, like, I'm glad I'm not super famous. And I feel you on that. I'm glad. I'm glad as well sometimes about
that. It has
that.
Its perks.
It does have perks. It's nice. You know, there's benefits, there's money. There's a little bit of, you know, influence is, you know, power is also cool.
Mm-hmm.
But with power comes like a lot of also pitfalls, mga negative sides.
Quote Spider-Man in a good way, man. I know, man.
With great power comes great responsibility and a lot of bashers.
That's the
2020 version. With great power comes great responsibility and a lot of bashers.
No
matter what side you're on, no matter what your beliefs are, it's always going to be like that. So
dalawa nga pong red horse, boom. Please. Mane, tsaka sisig na din. Alam mo yun, parang, woo!
Yeah. Because take away social media. Mm-hmm. Take it away. The world would be quieter, but more peaceful. You know?
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least on the surface level.
I think it'll manifest in a different way, though.
But on the surface level, you won't see it everywhere.
Yeah, you won't get reminded.
The same
every
problems
day.
Will exist.
I have a game, friends.
What's the game?
Do you want to open Twitter?
Let's see.
Our first tweet.
Okay, mine is my actually kasama din America dito eh.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and like Democrats versus Republicans. It's on my feed too. I got retweets about in administration. I have news, a lot of news about what's on
mine
yours.
Mine right away is Lenny Robredo and then BTS stuff.
Oh,
I'm actually a little glad that my feed is now filled with just BTS GIFs and videos and just appreciation for BTS because aside from all the, you know, issues that's happening here in the Philippines, it's in the mix, you know. Yeah. I get reminded that life is good.
Gripping food with force is my break.
You know what my favorite post with that is when he was holding grapes
and then naging wine.
That was so good. That's clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we should all just sometimes take a break. Mm. Speaking of taking a break, we do have our TT.
Our
next TT, which is a little fun.
Yeah. Before we whip out that, just a reminder also. If you want to donate, I feel like if you have the means, you should. There's so many. Like, we're not going to list all the donation drives. You can find it on probably.
But we are going to talk about it.
We will talk about it. Oh, where? At the end?
Yeah, at the end.
6
a.m. Remind people.
Yeah, 6 a.m. Okay. Wapow? Netflix. Let's do something lighter.
As a break. What do you feel about Netflix adapting the cable TV type of viewing? You know, that you don't really have a choice with what's on there.
I feel like it would go against everything that Netflix stood for, dude.
It's not Netflix
it's
anymore,
never,
though.
It's not anymore. It's a TV channel.
But would you, let's say they have like a different branch, Netflix TV, then would you include it in your TV subscription or something?
Nope. Not at all.
Yeah.
Zero chance of that happening.
So it says here, wait lang. Netflix has added a new feature that could help certain subscribers watch more shows without adding more viewing time to their days.
Huh?
So Netflix has finally answered many a customer's call. Wait lang. Viewers can speed shows and movies up to 1.25 or 1.5, and then what else?
That's so crazy to me.
What do you think about that first?
It's come to the point where we need to consume media so fast that we have to speed it up. I know it's on YouTube as well. Mm. How can you watch anything at a speed other than the normal speed? It's weird.
Yeah.
Unless it's maybe like for your class and you want to watch a documentary and just kind of speed through it. But they're going to sound like chipmunks, right? Diba? I mean, if it's sped up.
I guess so. They also have Shuffle Play now. That
Shuffle Play is okay for
me. That's the kind of thing that siguro resembles cable TV, diba? Because in a way.
I like Shuffle Play if it's, let's say, for friends or like a TV show you've seen before. You just want to watch a random episode. You can't choose. No, pick for me. Okay, that's cool. That's cool for me.
That's, I guess.
But what's going on? Like, they're thinking of making a TV, like a... Where it's kind of like watching a TV channel, right?
Yeah.
Terrible idea. I don't know. it goes against everything. The reason why Netflix has taken over the world is because people have the choice. You know, the choice not to watch whatever
but
they want.
Remember, people also had the crisis na parang, it's just too much.
Yeah,
burden of choice. I lost the article. But that's the gist.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah, that's the gist.
I don't think it's a good idea. Weird. Weird.
I think most of the time I tune out in a channel, like a movie channel.
Yeah, like HBO.
Yeah.
Or Cinemax. And do they still have Cinemax? You ever watch Skinemax?
So. What's that?
Oh, in the U. I don't know if they have it here, but in the States, Skinemax is at nighttime. Yung mga softcore porn.
Yikes! Whoa! Mm,
Skinemax.
Cool,
bro.
Man. Skinemax. If your parents aren't that strict, you can stay up late and watch Skinemax.
When I was young, when I would vacation here, merong Japanese channel called Wow Wow. I don't know if they still have it here.
Okay.
And at night, inside my mga bold na movie, the softcore. I remember watching that with my cousin. So weird. We would like watch it at like 2 in the morning. There was one really hot one that I watched. I don't know the name of it. It was hot.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, okay. Wow.
So apparently it's currently happening in France right now.
Oh, they're doing it already.
Yeah,
implementing it.
Mm-mm. Oh. I don't know about that.
That's
I guess for, you know what? Strange. Because I know Marky from The Morning Rush always says that he watches a lot of TV shows or a lot of Netflix shows just for background. So maybe it could work for people like that.
Yeah, I guess. But why not just pick something?
Yeah. And that way you can rewind, right?
If it comes with the Netflix subscription, by all
that's
means.
Fine,
but
right?
I'm not going to pay extra to be, I wouldn't say forced, but to watch something that is just there.
Yeah. All right.
Strange.
I mean, Netflix really is a big part of our lives, honestly. I mean, for people who
it's the
who
future,
can,
like
right?
The whole streaming is. Yeah. They were. I don't know if they were the originators, but they're the ones that really. It's the mainstream thing now, and that's why HBO Go. They have an HBO Go now.
Disney
Every
Plus.
Actually, yeah, Disney Plus.
Did we talk
Hulu.
About? Did we talk
I think
about
nauna yata Hulu?
Eh. But did we talk about the Disney trailer for the Christmas thing, which is
oh we
Filipino?
Did it. Yeah, the
I love that. Then, no. I cried. I cried mainly because I cried because I was watching it in my lola's house and I was like, "Oh man, I miss my lola."
I like how they use the word lola, not grandma.
Not grandma. It's lola talaga.
Disney UK yata yun eh. So it's not like Disney Philippines.
Yeah.
It's like an international, it's like Europe. Ganda.
And sa may nakita on tweet na, is this what representation feels like? Because finally, people are going to know that, you know, we have our own culture here.
Parol. No.
Yeah.
Ganda.
We have a OG parol in our house that's been there since we were little kids. We never replaced it. My parents take care of it.
Yeah.
As in, di pa, and I think a lot of people can relate to it, hindi pa natatanggal yung plastic ng parol.
Okay.
As in. But that was really nice.
My family's from Pampanga, and I think they're huge.
Yes.
Like and I remember since 2015, I would go watch the parol competition sa mga malls dun. Have you seen those? The giant. Why are you laughing?
He's because it's parang may exhibition ng parol. Hinahagis-hagis. Parol making.
As in, ano, they're huge. Yeah. That was my music. And then they play the music. That was my mga...
like a light show.
Like a light show.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, ganda. You should really, you know...
I tasted the mic.
I think this year, I don't think they're going to do it. But, you know, in the future...
Oh, that's so cool.
It's so nice. And,
nice.
You know, before every... Parol is displayed. They announce parol number blah 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 from blank because it's from different parts of Pampanga yata, or I don't know if it's past Pampanga, but from different parts. Let's say Angeles or I don't know, just other places in Pampanga. Pampanga is big.
Yeah,
and it's just so cool seeing the music and the lights.
That Philippines could be a Christmas destination for people around the world. You have to experience a Filipino Christmas. It's as in wala kang ma-experience na parang kaparehas, because I just recently found out na, I mean, in other countries it's not that big a deal.
Christmas?
Like in Japan or in Korea.
Well, cuz they're not really Catholic in Japan.
I know, but alam mo yun, na parang because I thought
Korea,
as a kid,
Korea really is not big.
I know, I think they Catholic, celebrate it mostly. As like a couple holiday, alam mo yun. Parang ganun. That's what I heard.
Okay.
And then because as a kid I thought this is how everyone celebrates Christmas.
I think people who at least for me really more it's relatable is that if you didn't grow up in the Philippines, pero Pinoy ka, let's say like me, I didn't grow up in the Philippines, mas masaya talaga yung Pasko Christmas sa nito. Philippines. Yeah. Like, you always want to go home
yes.
for Christmas.
Actually, I've been talking to a lot of, when that video came out and I reposted it, a lot of people messaged me from other countries, OFW, mm. saying na gusto ko umuwi pero hindi ako makauwi because mm. of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, but you know what? We will welcome you with open arms mm-hmm. next Christmas. I yeah. promise. Mm-hmm. Kakain tayo, papansit tayo ganyan. Yeah.
Ganda. Oh, yeah. Speaking of commercial, did you see the Coca-Cola one, the new one?
Oh, not yet. Oh,
ganda.
I'm gonna watch.
It's
that.
About a. I'm not gonna spoil it because it's really teary eye. It's a tearjerker.
Okay.
It's the dad deliver. He's trying. To he's working on a boat in like mm-hmm. in the middle of the ocean, and the mail the there's a boat with carrying mail. It's yeah. leaving, and he realizes he didn't give a letter to Santa to okay. the boat. So, and it's directed
is
by
this animated.
No, okay. It's a live, and it's directed by Taika Waititi. And it's him crossing the earth to deliver the letter. Like aww. He misses the boat. So he paddles. He goes through snow and mm. forests, and you just watch it. It's yeah. it's the new the I'll latest watch it. One. Oh, dude, okay. it's it'll get you.
And you know, here in the Philippines, when it's Christmas, it's also you know a time for giving mm. and helping out other people. A lot of you know what do you call it? Projects right. come mm. in, and which leads us to our last. One that we want to talk about, which is which are the donation drives.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
are available for. So for,
I don't have a list. It's just it's all over my IG stories.
Honestly,
I donated to one. Honestly, I forgot. Yeah. I just found one, typed yeah. in the number in my BDO, and just sent money because it seemed like a nice one. I forgot that yeah. brand. I'll
it really is nice for you to donate in monetary value, but you also have to be careful because there are a lot of people who are
scamming.
Scamming.
You know, fuck
yes,
those
it's
guys, bro.
It will never go away. But for our college students, you guys can go to the UP Diliman University Student Council. They have a donation drive, and it's also great that they have PayPal aside from other. You call the services that they have because if you're from another country, mm-hmm. You can donate through there. We also have, wait a minute, Kadamay, and the one that I donated to was kayanatin.ph. Mm-hmm. So that's the one where it goes straight to the office of the vice president. Yes.
I did that at the start of the pandemic yeah. for COVID-19 frontliners.
Yes.
I remember that's the one I donated to.
Even ABS-CBN Foundation, they have. And ito nga, yung Kaya Natin movement.
Movement.
Yes. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Yung may sinabi ko noona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?
I like one, actually, there was one that I was trying to donate to because this girl on Instagram named Christine Designs made a shirt. Ang ganda ng shirt, nakita mo?
Oh, cool.
350 pesos. It's for the animal. It goes to the PAWS
yes.
PAWS donation, PAWS. Dog food and mm-hmm. a meal for the dog owner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool. They ran out of stock. Yeah. I'm waiting for the next batch. I'm going to buy it. It's 350 pesos and the shirt is so nice. I'm not just buying it for the shirt. I mean, it's a good cause, but it's a cool ass shirt too.
It is. And you're helping out
yeah,
other
it's a good cause. And
Caritas Manila also. And if you want to go straight to the app, I think PayMaya, they also have a donation drive
yeah.
straight in the app, yeah. as well as GCash.
If you follow, you know, a good amount of people yeah. on Instagram,
you'll see it everywhere.
You will see it on IG stories, IG posts.
Hashtag ReliefPH, all the information there, and hashtag Ulysses PH mm-hmm. on Twitter. So help out if you can. And if you, let's say you're a student and you don't have any money right now of your own, you can donate clothes. You can donate, what do you call this? Yung mga shampoo.
Yeah. Diba? I have a friend I have a few friends online who I've seen go to donation centers and just yeah. hearing their thoughts on it, like they'll share their thoughts. Man, I don't know if I could even.
So kudos to everybody,
sad, man.
You know, setting up donation drives for people in their own area. Because I get it. Sometimes they set up donation drives for people in their area. Kasi I think that's also better. Kasi at least you know that it goes straight mm-hmm. to the people who you can help.
Yeah.
Right? But also, yun nga, our friends from Cagayan right now
yeah.
really need your help.
I cannot imagine, like, going back on that. Cause,
did you see the video where they opened the dam doors?
I did not.
It was just water everywhere. Yeah. And this was after the storm, which means they collect, the dam collected the water, but of course they can't hold it anymore, so they had to release the water into the land. That did not bode well for the residents of Cagayan, yes.
Because nung Friday ba yun? Mm-hmm. Like when your wind, the wind and shit was hit. That was, for me, the strongest that I've ever experienced. And we're not even in the heart of it. Mm.
You weren't here in Ondoy.
No, during Ondoy, right? I was not. Yeah. But that was, for me, the scariest. Yeah. Like, the wind blew open my door. I had to lock my balcony door because it's never locked.
Yeah.
It wouldn't close. Like, it would open by itself. Yeah. It's the first time in my 5 years of living here I had to lock it because it was so scary. Dude.
It is. So, but hopefully everyone's safe.
Yeah.
And we are all thinking about you guys.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah. Let's shout out some folks on the gram and the Twitter.
I'll go on Twitter.
Twitter.
By the way, if you're an army, BTS Army, they do have a donation drive.
Oh, nice.
Yes, they do. And they're up to, I think, 2 million pesos right now.
Wow.
$40,000 for the victims of the typhoon.
Nice.
Yes, so kudos to you guys.
Good job.
What else?
Let's see. Shout out to people on Instagram. Chico Lorita, MC Jundi followed us. Beers Antidote, GBBT Team, Pella Mitch, Chasel, XT Dals, Kathleen Savellano, Leia Palermo, Don David Jr., Ron Joshua all followed us on Instagram. We also have some Gatas questions, which we'll probably record and release this week for Lecheca. So thank you to everyone who sent those in. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, we do post prompts for Got This A Question. If you ever want to ask us a question that will be answered on the podcast, it's on there. Tala Hala Show. But everywhere else, it's The Halala Show, on Twitter.
On Twitter, shout out to June Grace, who says, I downloaded the PDF of How to Win with Friends and Influence People, kasi libre. Special Agent John, or whatever your name is. Special Agent John, or whatever your name is. So sorry. I will start this kasi you said it's a good one. Good sa Lecheca podcast, last October 20th.
But you should buy, if you like it, if you like the free version, I highly recommend getting the physical version that you can carry around with you. It's a good book. It's a good book to go back to.
Cool. Elayon 620 followed us. Morgan and Miss Julian recommended us to someone who tweeted any good podcast suggestions.
Ayo.
And they both tagged the Halo Halo Show.
Fuck yeah.
Shout out to you. And to Vivi Daffy, hello. Name cannot be blank. Hazel and Escolana followed us. And Al Dern. Monster Bait Room, I think, is another podcast. And nice. Sam Kim, shout out to you. Nate Tan, listening while working. And that's it.
I wonder if there's any listener from Basilan.
I know. That's cool, right? That would be nice.
And final thing, also once again, please tell your friends about the Halala Show. It would really, that's like, if you want to help us in the, like, that's the best way to help us. Even if you don't buy any of the commercial stuff that we promote, when their merch comes soon, even if you don't buy, the best way you can help us is to tell one friend.
Just one friend.
Because literally, if you do the math, if all of you tell one friend, our listenership will double. Right? And then they tell one friend in the future, it's quadruple. That's all we need. All we need for
pay
you.
It forward.
Pay it forward. If you are on Apple iTunes, I think ranking us 5 stars helps. We never ask for that either, but we have some 5-star reviews.
I hope you can help us through those things. I mean,
that's how you can help.
Yeah, we truly enjoy really doing podcasts because you know we have a hole in our lives that cannot be filled with candy and sugar, and we need you guys to fill that hole. We like holes here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it, you guys.
Let's check on Wednesday and extra song.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.